Jackie's just read Psalm 42 for us. And today we are thinking about how God's promise gives those who trust in what God has said, how it gives us hope. How's your week been? How's school been? How's work been? How's home been? Full of hope? Sometimes full of tension? Exams are looming for some of us. Oh, thanks, Andy. Others of us are having a hard time in different ways. Hope is a word we use in lots of different ways. The Bible mostly uses hope to talk about the trust that we can have that God will actually always keep his word. So if you say, when you've done something wrong, I hope I don't get caught, that's not the kind of hope the Bible talks about. That's just hope. You know, when you go through a speed camera and it flashes, oh, I hope I'm not caught. And then you do get caught again and again and again. Oh, just my life. If you say, I hope I win, that's not the kind of hope the Bible's talking about. Because that's just wish. I wish I'd win. But the Bible doesn't talk about hope in that way. If you say, I hope that person likes me, that's not the kind of hope the Bible's talking about. But if you say, I hope my friend gives me the birthday present they promised they said they would, that's the kind of hope the Bible talks about. Hope that is built on someone else's word when they keep their promise. Now, that kind of hope for us, sometimes we're let down because people don't always keep their promises. But God always, always keeps his promises. And that's what Psalm 42 is all about. The covenant of hope. It's a poem from about 3,000 years ago. A poem that speaks to us today of God's mercy, love, and goodness when life is difficult, scary, and discouraging. We read it today in English like it was written last week, but it was written by someone a long time ago in a far place away in a language most of us don't speak. Anyone speak ancient Hebrew at all? Vaguely? No, me neither. And this poem and all poems give us word pictures to help us understand what's being said. And there are three word pictures in this psalm, Psalm 42. If you have your Bible, do get it out and have a look at it with me to make sure, again, that I'm not making it up. There are three images that the Holy Spirit, through the person who wrote this poem, wants us to understand. So Psalm 42, he wants us first to see this image of the thirsty soul. The image of a deer in a desert, looking for water. Everything that the deer does is about filling its thirst. Nothing will stop it from looking for water. The writer says this is how it is when their soul longs for God. To be thirsty. Have you ever really, really been thirsty? Ah, that's better. Have you ever been really, really thirsty? All you can think about is getting a drink. Doesn't matter what else is happening in the world. Doesn't matter what else is going on. You just need a drink. As the deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God, he says. Have you ever been like that? Is your soul thirsty? Now, this psalm isn't here to make us feel bad. It's not here to tell us off. It's here so that we can recognize that word picture as our own lives. Like Jackie sat on that rock looking out over the Manukau Harbour, desperate for more of God. Are you desperate for more of God in your life at school? When people are being mean, or when stuff's going wrong, when your marks aren't what you want them to be, when your mum and dad are on your back, when your teachers are telling you off? Is it the same in the workplace? Are you longing for more of God and more that he can do? In your finances, in your relationships, in your marriage? Are you desperate for God? This picture is for you. Your soul is thirsty. And when your heart is melty, why are you downcast, my soul? Literally, why have you melted within me, my heart, my insides? Last week, we went out into town for dinner. And we're walking along the Wynyard Quarter, and toward us ran this little boy crying. Middle, like dark. Not many people around, just five of us walking along Wynyard Quarter. And this little boy was crying in that kind of, and so I spoke to him, and then he went, I said, are you lost? Yes, I'm lost. My daddy was looking one way, and he said I could run across the bridge. And then it just went up, and his dad hadn't told him he could run across the bridge. And the bridge did go up. And he was separated, and he didn't know how to make it better. So I'm going back to the car. Made me think of the time when I was about his age and got lost in a big department store and did exactly what he did. Started crying. Couldn't find my mum. When we are discouraged and sad and alone and weak and lost, and we do not know what to do. When our hearts melt within us, when we are down and broken and sad, our courage melts away and we feel like no one can help us. No one understands. No one cares for us. Like when the top of your ice cream cone falls off the cone. Do you know that moment? When actually, even when you're a grown-up, you just want to stand there and cry. Especially if it's Giappo, because it's cost you half a week's wages. When this image here, oh no, not the Mighty Waves, that one. When your ice cream falls on the floor and starts melting away, your courage, your encouragement just goes. The writer of this psalm, this poem, is discouraged. Why do you melt within me, my heart? What makes you discouraged? What makes you lose heart? What makes you feel sad? Are you sad this morning? Is there a bully in school or in your life? Is there someone who's saying hard things to you at home or at work? Is stuff not working out as you want it to? Is there a medical problem, a financial problem that's getting you down and you don't know what to do? Do you feel like your heart has melted within you? Then this image, this word picture is for you. And the mighty waves, keeps on jumping too. The mighty waves. See that in the psalm? Deep, verse 7, deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. These mighty waves. Again, last weekend, Enos and I went out to Tauhenga, and it was stormy as. Didn't go to surf, that's absolutely clear. But we went, and the waves were humongous, and we walked all the way along Tauhenga Beach. We went to that cave at the end of the beach. Do you know that bit? Go to Tauhenga, it's brilliant. And the waves were really far out. And we kind of walked in, looked at the cave. And as we're walking out, this massive wave started coming in and chased us up to the beach. And Enos wanted to do the sensible thing and run along the rocks away. And I was like, no, there's this bit here. And as we went further up into this little crevice, the wave followed us and we ended up on tiptoe at the top of the cave as the wave lapped at our feet. We weren't in danger of drowning, although I felt like we were. But waves can be frightening and terrifying. When you're caught in the mighty waves of life, when you are terrified and trapped by circumstances you cannot control, when power is greater than the power you have, it feels hopeless, beyond rescue. It's like when you're thirsting for something to drink and there's nothing there to drink. It's like when your courage has melted away like ice cream on a hot pavement. It's like when you feel that everything around you is going to crush you. It's when you feel you have no hope. This poem, this psalm is for you. I say to my God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why must I walk about mournfully because the enemy oppresses me? Why are you downcast, oh my soul, and why are you so troubled within me? It's like all of these things from the world around have come crashing down on the writer of this poem. But there is hope. The writer of Psalm 42 wants us today to know what they knew there and then. It's a time to remember and hope. Hope in God, for I again shall praise him, my help and my God. Why are you downcast, my soul? Why are you so troubled within me? Therefore, I remember God. I remember who God is and what he has done. How faithful and true he has been through all the ages that have been. I remember him. When it feels like there is no hope, remember, hold together again all the things that God has done. What is the opposite of remembering? No, it's not forgetting. It's dismembering. Because that's what happens. We are in Soul Kids here on Sunday mornings. As we read the Bible each day, we have pieces of information. Stories that we know about who God is and what he's done in the past. The truth of the Bible, this very psalm. And what we do when we don't remember is that we dismember. We leave those pieces scattered throughout our lives. And what the psalmist here says is remember. Put those things together in your life because they're true for you as they were for him or her, as they were for the people before. Remember, put them together again. Remember the story of God saving Noah and his family so that he might save the whole world. God, I feel like you're going to destroy my whole life. Well, let me remember the story. God, I feel like you've forgotten me. Well, I will remember the story of Abraham and God's promise to him and Isaac and Jacob, the way in which God saved his people from Egypt, and the way in which he called Moses, and the way in which he used Joshua. And Ruth, and Deborah, and on through the ages, the way in which he gathers men and women in his story, because he is faithful to his story, his promises. Whatever we've come with this morning, however we've come together, we are to remember when our souls are thirsty, when our hearts are melty, When the waves around us seem mighty, we are to remember who God is and what God has said. And we are to hold on to hope. Where is God? People ask the psalmist. Where is God in your life? Let me ask it this morning, not taunting you, but asking you to put it all together again. Where is God? Where is he at work this morning? Where is he calling you to? What's he doing? Where is God? We trust in God even when our souls are thirsty, our hearts are melty, and the waves are mighty. Let's say that together. Words are up there in a slightly weird order, but they're there. We trust in God even when our souls are thirsty and our hearts are melty and the waves are mighty.